Hello everyone, and welcome to the October contest recording. It's hard to believe that this is the first round of AGWL Season 5. Yeah, that's what I said. 5. Ridiculous. Let's just jump into the word file here, because why this took me 23 days for 3 entries is ridiculous. But, Frosted, spell check, come on. It's inexcusable. You have to have the editing solid, especially in a piece of this length. If I see a spelling error in something that amounts to, like, maybe a dozen and a half lines, it just stands out. It makes me extremely critical and a bit cranky. Frankly, I also want more here. You've given me the seed of a portrait, but I need to see it develop fully. You have some word repetition going on here too, which also just kind of sucks when you get back to a piece of this size. It doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. So I think you have some basis for grit here, which I like. But I think you need to develop it a bit more fully for this one. I think you can definitely do better. More scrolling. Utora. I like the power of this piece, but I think you could have done a bit more to accent those moments with things that draw out, you know, the action that I love to see. You've gone with the divided parts route, which is fine, but to be honest, I don't really see the point here either. Or at least some of these transitions don't seem all that transition worthy. My overall interpretation is that it's clear you've put in the editing work on this one, and the impact is definitely present. But I really want and need things to highlight the entertainment points and draw out, you know, that feeling within me that says, well, not only was this a good piece, but like, man, this is something that I would go and hand off to a friend to read because I thought it was fucking sweet. And I think your transition from like good to great, so to speak, comes in the ability to bring out those last few points and nail it home. Because then it's just like, well, it's not even debatable. I just say this was awesome. And I move on. Much like I'm moving on through the word file. 2 pound. Another instance where spell check should be used. And very useful, given the piece length. This one banks that entertainment, though, that I just spoke of in Utora's entry. You've always had this way of keeping a flow with your works, and you just have this beat that forms a solid backbone, just drives your writing. It's wonderful. My significant complaint here really isn't necessarily your fault. Sometimes, frankly, I just don't see the point in your lines. They contain woven words, but it really doesn't necessarily tie into a picture that's being woven in my head. In some respects, this is on you, because you're submitting a piece to me, and therefore should try to have the piece at least be, I guess, coherent completely to my mind, and not make me go off and think super critically, unless that's the goal, which sometimes it is. You see why this is complicated? It's very complicated. In other respects, it's on me to do that investigation, and so I can't really fault this. I will fault the spelling, though, because come on. I mean, that's just like, if you're in Word, it's hitting F7 once and having a field day. And I'm not talking about, like, the slang terms going down here. I'm talking about temperature, which is, you know, no reason not to spell that one right, you know. And perhaps spacing on that comma in high fly. I guess we could also hit that up, too. But that's pretty much irrelevant. I'm kind of torn here. Frosted, I just think you need to go back and expand that piece, but I have that interesting dilemma, that interesting debate between Utora and 2 Pound, in which I say, well, one of them had a really edited, you know, very nice piece that seemed coherent and complete and definitely had some power. The other one could probably use some grammatical touch-ups, but like, holy fuck, 2 Pound, your beat and your entertainment value is always so fucking high that it just makes me happy to read it. I read this and I'm like, oh man, you know, it takes like 2 lines before I'm just like, Oh, snaps. Like the beat is on and it's there, and I'm, bobbing around in my chair, kind of swaying a bit as the lines run through my mind. That's a good thing to have going on for yourself. Frankly, since this isn't fucking GGW, I don't have to care, and I can give both of you prizes. So I will! Ha ha! Solutions! I love it. And that being said, you know what's coming. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.